Welcome, everybody, to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding. Ding.
Trebuchet in the house here. It is Royal Rumble Sunday. One, two, three claps for that. We're already getting, we have like a half house full of people here. I'm just going to start naming off people. Directly to my left, Chad Showtime Schultz. What is up?
How's it going, guys? If you listen to the podcast, just you know, I'm pumped for today. The road to WrestleMania starts in just a few hours.
Yes! Woo! Directly behind him, way better than the B train, the A train. How's it going?
Not too bad, Trebuchet. How's it going?
Good. Putting on my phenomenal gloves over here.
I see that.
You wash those things, right?
Oh, sure.
All right. No handshakes.
Directly to his left, Brooke the Bruiser playing solitaire over here. How's it going?
Great. Hello. Yeah.
And then playing secretary for right now, the one, the only, Nate Yard Dog.
Woof woof.
NYD. NYD.
To NYD.
And.
To his left, Cody Goad.
Thank you.
Nobody cares about him.
And then also making picks late here, we got Devin Dudley in the other room. And then Mojo Raleigh just walked in here right now. So we got all kinds of fun, exciting stuff lined up for you guys.
I'm hoping the fire marshal doesn't shut this podcast down.
Me too.
No, we'll be fine. I bragged him off.
All the exits are clear, and they're to your left and to your right.
I just don't want a Who concert to happen, you know.
Anyways, let's talk about wrestling here, guys.
Who wants to do that?
Raw 25. Let's talk about that, because that pretty much set up the Royal Rumble here.
Absolutely.
Main thing I want to talk about is somebody wasn't there. Kevin Nash, not there. Like, the whole clique was there, like, and then the club was there, but no Nash.
I actually heard he was outside, he just tore a quad walking through the
door. Oh, man. But, no, it was good. You were telling me about this the other day, Chad, is that people at the ballroom were pissed.
Yeah.
Because it was from two locations. They wrestled
from two locations, and not only that, but they paid a lot more money to be at the Manhattan Center.
And what they didn't even get, four matches?
So they got a cruiserweight, like, six-man tag that was, like, a dark match that happened during something else that was happening at the Barclays. Mm-hmm. They got Broken Matt versus versus Bray Wyatt, which was eh. And they got, there we go.
That's what I'm talking about.
and the Kenny Omega shirt knows all about the club.
Yes.
How about him losing the U.S. title, huh?
That's why.
That was glorious.
Oh, boy.
I'm wearing it because I hope Boom! He has a special appearance.
All right. We will get to those picks in just a little while, everybody.
The fans at the Hammerstein Ballroom were not pleased.
Rightfully so.
Did you hear what happened after Raw went off the air?
I was going to talk about it. Go ahead and what happened?
Miz came out when the club and DX were in the ring.
Yeah.
Started talking trash. Seth Rollins came in and curbed.
Is anybody as happy to see the curb stomp back as I am?
I might be. I am very big fan of that. Like, I saw it, and I was just screaming over it.
No, here's my question. I think I asked this last time, too. Have they called it the curb stomp yet on commentary?
They're calling it the blackout again.
I mentioned it, because in the video games, they call it the blackout.
NXT, they call it that, too.
Do they call it? Okay. Yeah. So that was one of the bigger problems. The move looks easy to imitate and it's kind of dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. And two, it's called the curb stomp.
Yeah.
So they're eliminating one of that problems. I think the blackout is a cool name for it. But that was my big thing, was like, if they brought it back, are they still going to call it that? I think the calling it the blackout is a good compromise.
As long as he's still doing it.
Yeah, no, it looks great. Balor sold it super well the other week.
Yes.
Long time after.
he was on Twitter typing nonsense.
It was great. I'm a little surprised that AJ Styles didn't get involved with the whole reunion thing with the club and everything, too, you know? Because he was on Raw, but he was at the Barclays Center. He was at the Barclays with Mean Gene.
When he came in to the company, he was doing some stuff with Gallows and Anderson at the club.
And then split, he went over to SmackDown. We can't have you with these guys.
Yeah, I would,
He's one of the good brothers, all I'm saying. I'm just all decked out in AJ Styles gear here. Gotta give it out to my boy.
I would not be surprised to see, like, a backstage interaction between Balor, Gallows and Anderson, and AJ Styles. Just some feel-good, too sweet moment, some fan service.
During WrestleMania backstage or something.
Before the Royal Rumble, I imagine they're going to run into each other and, you know, wish each other luck. I bet that'll happen. That would be sad if it didn't. Yeah. That's an opportunity that they would be missing out on.
Another question from Raw 25. Do we think The Undertaker's retired?
No.
I hope.
Dead man's never dead.
He should, but he won't.
What did that promo even mean?
He's going to drive his amigo down to the ring.
Hashtag dead man's never dead.
I want to just point out that I am very furious at all the fans that were chanting one more match at him. Yeah. How dare you? How dare you do that? The Undertaker is going to die in there if he keeps getting in there, and I want his legacy to be great.
Dead man can't die.
Oh, I know.
That being said, I'm totally with you. I don't want this to happen.
Oh, say it again. I just love it when...
I said, you're right. Yeah. I don't want this to happen.
Yeah, the old
twofer. Don't stroke his ego right now. I have to put up with him every week. So I don't know. Like, assuming... So... If this isn't leading into another match, The Undertaker, I don't know what purpose that promo served.
Yeah, well, who's his opponent, do we think?
Cena seems like a good one, but they're kind of leading into Cena versus Elias for me.
They're
definitely dropping the hints. Because it was going to be Cena, Joe, right. And then Joe hurt himself because this year's Rumble is cursed. We discussed that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But I would... In a vacuum, I would like to see Cena versus The Undertaker. Mm-hmm. I don't
oh,
need
to
see.
My nephew and my sister-in-law just walked in. How's it going, everybody?
Good.
Wrestling party, wrestling podcast. But yeah. So I don't know. I heard a rumor maybe Triple H was gonna fight him.
Oh, I hope not.
I don't want
to
see it.
I don't need to see Undertaker Triple H 4.
You think they're gonna bring The Rock back? Maybe do that at Mania again.
Why
Undertaker Rock
or Undertaker Rock? Maybe Cena Rock again.
I don't really. I don't need to see any of that. Honestly, I've seen it before.
I think The Rock's done.
Cena Joe. I'd love to see that.
I think Joe will be. Healed up.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't think he was too badly hurt. Cena Joe for WrestleMania seems like a quality match. Okay. And I feel like if Joe's going to get the rub from anybody, I think beating Cena at Mania, choking out Cena at Mania, I'll take it a separate. Right. He choking out Cena at Mania would put Joe immediately in the title picture and as a major name in WWE. And he deserves to be, but I don't know if he's quite there yet.
Plus, yeah. Those closing on Joe, he's 38.
Yeah, he is older. He's definitely been around. For someone who hasn't been in WWE.
I want him to get it. I was a big TNA fan for a very long time, and seeing AJ's one of my guys, Joe's one of my guys, like, give them the push. They deserve it.
Yeah, I mean, with Joe being 38 and Cena getting up there and also making tons of money elsewhere, I don't know how many more WrestleManias we're going to get to have this opportunity.
Yep.
Cena's the next Rock. Rock needs to be the Rock, or Cena needs to be the Rock to somebody else's John Cena coming up, and they need to redo that.
Sure. That seems...
Possibly
seems
Roman.
It seems to be a reoccurring theme is when Cena was fighting Rock, it was all, you're a part-timer this, and you're a part-timer that, and you left for Hollywood.
Yeah,
and
everybody's throwing that at Cena now.
A few years later... Roman Reigns is cutting that promo badly to Cena.
Yeah, but badly, he's word there. Yes, absolutely.
He's not as good with words.
Yeah, no.
Wordy words are hard.
Words, promos, Roman. You're gonna have to figure them out if you're gonna do this. I got all day. That was one of my favorite promos ever.
Yes, that was classic.
Great, great stuff. But anything else we want to say about Raw 25?
Why was The Rock not there?
Oh, he probably just busy.
Hollywood stuff.
Yeah, Rock's a busy man. I get it.
Not even a satellite feed.
Yeah, no, it seems like a missed opportunity. But again, I don't. If he was busy, it's important to know.
The Rock makes it to as much stuff as he can.
Also, no Randy Orton.
That was a weird talking point because he was scheduled it, like he was in the promos.
Yeah,
and then his wife got on Instagram and was like, "Why is my husband not on Raw?"
It's also one of those things that I didn't really think about.
Yeah, no, did anybody miss Randy
Orton? I didn't miss stale chips Randy Orton. I did not.
Yeah, no. I'll be honest. I prefer my wrestling product without Blandy Orton.
Blandy Orton, I love it.
He's blocking me on Twitter as we speak.
Shots fired, everybody. Right here on the Undisputed Podcast of the World. I love it. All right, let's segue, since we're talking about Randy Orton, let's segue into SmackDown. He threw some RKOs down out of nowhere.
That's the one thing he can do.
Yeah, that's what he's got. He's got that going
wonderful.
on. Since the A-Train's in the room here, and the Nate Yard Dog's wearing a Glorious t-shirt here, we gotta talk about the Glorious One, Bobby Roode winning the United States Championship.
Yes, we do.
And how do you feel about that? Just want to get your thoughts on that.
I am mad and offended that they're having him defended on the pre-show.
Yeah. My prediction that Ziggler's gonna come back and answer this challenge.
Because that's the other thing as well.
I feel sad that I'm the one that brought his name up first. That is the most sad thing about this whole thing.
I'm thrilled. In fact, I'm going home. The night's over. See you guys.
Yeah,
showtime out.
Yeah, do you want to walk out?
My biggest disappointment with that match was that I was not able to actively watch it take place.
Well, it wasn't just one match. He wrestled twice in the same night. Okay. It was very King of the Ring-esque.
So you can tell I wasn't watching.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I am your in on what's going down.
He beat Mojo and then he beat Jinder.
Yeah. As soon as I heard that he won the title, I'm pretty sure Trevor, you were there. I did the whole Glorious.
He did. He really broke it down. The Nate Yard Dog is just flailing around and knocking over Cody Goetz's
first party foul of the night. Goes to Nate Dog.
First party foul goes to the one guy who doesn't drink. Woo!
Nice.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
I don't think
Noah's
gonna drink.
That's true.
I'll be having enough Jaeger for all of them.
That's fair.
Like I said, most people drink until they can't see straight. I just can't see straight.
Perfect way to go.
Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan, the plot thickens here, everybody. Pretty much Shane is hinting that he's pretty much done with Daniel Bryan here. He said something along the lines of, this is not the person's character I'm questioning. Like, he was talking about Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, but he was like, I'm talking about you too here, Daniel. And it just seems like they're on the outs and we're going to have a new general manager.
Go back 4 weeks. I believe someone on this podcast called Shane McMahon turning heel on Daniel Bryan.
Who was that?
I don't know.
His name rhymes with blow time.
that's not going anywhere, I can tell.
I'm just playing. Boom. Bring up Ziggler to me.
Let's see. Two S's. Sergeant Schultz. He knows nothing.
But after that,
I see nothing. It's funny because I don't
But after
see
the interaction they had on that dual ref match, are we really surprised? Though. I mean, they were already kind of turning heel. He was already turning heel on Bryan in that match.
Yeah. I think he's going to fire him. I really do. And you were saying that he may come back in the Rumble here.
Okay, so the story behind that is, I think going into the Rumble out of whatever the last pay-per-view was, Bryan had betting odds of 1 in 64. It's 1 in 60-something. And then within a few weeks, he was one to seven, yeah. I think. And so there was
your bets, everybody.
So it was weird. there were talks about the rumor was someone had an in that was betting on Daniel Bryan because he was such a long shot and felt there was a lot of money to be made on him being a surprise win. Now that also could just be fans being dumb. So I can't confirm, but Daniel Bryan is one to watch as far as the odds go for the Royal Rumble night. WWE is saying he isn't cleared. Meltzer is saying he's not cleared.
As far as Trebuchet is saying he's not cleared either, but
the authority has spoken.
Exactly.
He's one to watch. He's my second fifth pick.
There you go. I love it. We're getting all kinds of picks in here. So, all right, guys, since we are at the Royal Rumble pre-show, we're going to make some Royal Rumble predictions.
Dun, dun, dun.
Are we ready for that first match?
Let's hit me with the first match.
So this is in no particular order because we don't know, once again, how they will actually be shown on TV.
Sure.
They just tend to do it that way.
I am calling Women's Rumble opens the show, though.
I think that's going to happen at 8 p.m. as well.
But we're going to start off with the Universal title match between Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, and Kane.
Damn it. Kane, damn it. Trebuchet's...
I forgot his last name. My apologies.
It's fine. Trebuchet's early prediction is Kane's going to lose. And I am actually going to pick Brock. I'm picking Brock. Suplex City will continue his reign here.
Showtime Schultz.
Brock wins. Kane eats the pin.
And just so everybody knows, the loser has no bearing in the point system here at all. Sure, I'm just saying.
We're all just
counting. I'm just really think that Kane's going to lose this match because that's what he does.
Yeah, we'll protect Braun Strowman.
Bruiser?
Yeah, exactly.
I want Braun to win. I know that Brock will probably keep it, but I want Braun to
win. So is that a Braun?
Braun is your pick.
It's a Braun.
Braun Strowman. I really wanted to pick Braun, too, because they were Mojo. Pushing really hard.
Someone's I have to go with St. Brock. Is going to win. He's going to pin Kane to protect Braun Strowman.
I also think Heyman may get involved too. I'm just saying.
Yes. Paulie dangerously. A train!
No, I got to go with Brock.
Brock Lesnar!
He's never going to lose.
Devin!
What?
Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, or Kane?
Brock.
Brock.
We got ourselves another Brock. Cody Rhodes, where'd you go?
He'll catch up. He's currently, stay tuned, everybody. We are going to get a reading from Woken Matt Hardy by Cody Rhodes coming up. So he is going over his script, and we will get his picks in here later on the air. So.
And Nate Yard,
lots of fun stuff coming up. Yes.
And Nate Yard Dog likes to be different, so we're going to go with Kane.
You're picking Kane?
Ooh,
damn it.
Long shot of the night.
Gross.
So for the WWE title, we have AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn in a handicap.
Just in case you guys don't know, I'm just like repping all my AJ gear except for my other pair of gloves because I can't wear two pairs of gloves. I am not voting for Cammy. I am not doing that. I am picking the phenomenal one.
So what?
AJ Styles.
To confirm, do we have confirmation on how the rules of this match work yet? I'm assuming it's the guy that gets the pinfall gets the title. Assuming AJ doesn't
they're
win.
They're claiming co-champions.
That's nuts.
I don't think it's going to be like tornado rules. I don't think they're going to be in the ring at the same time. I think one of them has to be on the apron and tags.
Yeah, that seems
right. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's hard to know until the match starts. So you kind of keep these in the dark. Regardless, Showtime's pick is AJ retains.
Yes, because he's phenomenal.
The Bruiser.
Too sweet me, bro.
I'm going to too sweet
AJ
you right here.
AJ retains.
Throwing him around.
Yes.
Throwing him around.
Because he's phenomenal.
I was originally going to say... that Cammy was going to win. But...
it would be interesting.
I do think AJ's going to retain because... and I will tell you why when we do the actual Rumble prediction.
Okay.
What I want to know is what is Leotard
Styles? Because, okay. You know, we seem to be all riding on the same train here.
Devin!
They're coming through with groceries.
Hey, Devin.
What?
AJ or Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn?
AJ.
And does Nate Yard Dog really want to be different?
I don't know. You're already going against your usual thing by picking Kane, because you always pick against, like... What's your system here, Nate?
Well, my system normally is picking against who I think is actually going to win, and I honestly don't think Kane is going to win.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you are following your system. Okay.
I am following my normal system, and I think AJ's going to win, which is why normally I'd pick Cammy, but at the same time, I don't think the WWE is going to have Cammy win. I just don't think they're going to do it.
What are you saying, Nate Dogg?
Lots of fighting words.
How dare you disrespect the Yep movie?
No, what I'm saying is you're going to go against everything you know and believe. For this one pick.
Are you Bo leaving?
You know what? Fine. I'm going to go Cammy.
He's going Cammy.
I was going to say, how many changes are you going to make in your life?
Several. For the Raw Tag Team title, we have... oh, Cody goes.
Yeah, you can catch me up. Where are we?
Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, or Kane? Damn it.
Going to go with Braun.
Yeah.
Ooh, jumping on the Braun.
AJ Styles or Cammy?
AJ Styles.
Okay, for the Raw Tag Team title, Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan versus Cesaro and Sheamus. Trebuchet.
I'm picking the Bar because I love both Sheamus and Cesaro. Like, those are my guys. Like,
so that Ford commercial, have you seen it yet?
I want to sue on the WWE's behalf. Yeah, like, that's all I'm saying.
Gimmick infringement by Ford.
Right.
That's how good they are.
I would like to agree that tonight's win goes to those that aren't. They don't just raise the bar.
They are the bar. Nice.
That's right. Jason Jordan and Seth will be losing. I think Seth is taking the pin because Jordan's going to do something stupid.
Yep.
Because why, guys? Wait for it. Wait for it. Jordan is a nerd!
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say it's because he sucks.
No, it's his dad.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the bar as well.
Mojo!
I got to go with the bar because I think Jordan is going to turn on Seth tonight.
Ooh.
Cody goes.
Good pick.
The bar.
Devin!
The bar!
Thank you!
It was.
A train.
Okay.
I'm going to have to follow your line of thinking here, Nate Dog. I am going to go with the bar despite what I want to have happen.
Thinking with your head, not your heart.
So may I please ask a question real quick?
Yes.
I'll be honest. Nate Yard Dog has had some things going on in his life, and I have one question to ask.
Okay.
What the hell happened to the Shield?
The Shield reunion.
The Shield reunion is cursed.
So cursed.
Take fringes off for 9 months. Before
that, Roman Reigns was sick, and Kurt Angle had to fill in.
I remember that part.
And now Jason Jordan is filling in for Dean because Seth pretty much separated Dean's shoulder with a suicide dive.
Tell Brett.
No,
he was hurt before that. But
That's what, and the way I saw it go down, it looked like it happened.
I had heard Dean
had
was
thing on his arm.
That's true.
Yeah, I had heard Dean was kind of banged up for a little bit anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Dean got hurt, Seth, they ended up losing the titles to the bar, and then they want Seth.
Kurt put Jason Jordan in with Seth on Raw.
Nepotism,
Okay,
nepotism
so
much.
Nate Yard Dog, to be different, is going to go with Shield question mark?
Yeah, we'll let you call him that.
Oh, wow.
Shield question mark. Awesome.
Because once again, I like to be different, and what I honestly think it'll be the bar, but at the same time, if they want to try to keep this Shield thing going for when people are healthy again, they do have to keep them up there to some extent. So I honestly wouldn't be surprised if the win went to them.
You know what? Screw this. I'm following my heart. Put me down for the Shield.
Oh, he's changing it.
Whoa. Wow.
The Shield question mark. You can't forget the question mark.
I can't wait for you to change it four times before the pay-per-view starts.
I'm going to pretend the question mark isn't there. If it was Seth Rollins and any of the other two, I would be hands down it's the Shield, but it's the Jason Jordan that's throwing me.
Yeah, no, it's
for Jason Jordan. For the SmackDown Tag Team Championship of the World!
That was fun.
The Usos versus Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin.
It is Rusev Day.
Yeah. Happy Rusev Day.
Happy Rusev Day, everybody.
Why is it Happy Rusev Day?
Every day.
Every day is Rusev Day.
Oh, Happy Rusev Day.
Have you not heard Aiden English singing about it?
Yes, he'll sing about it tonight, I'm sure.
Have I really? The fact I haven't watched any WWE since, I believe, Survivor Series?
You're forgiven. It's fine.
I missed Raw 25, and I'm so sad about it.
You just got to listen to the Undisputed Podcast of the World, Nate Dogg, and you get all caught up. It's fine. You can find us at UndisputedPodcast.com.
When you watch it, let us know what you think. You can tweet at Goad and at Trebuchet LOL.
Absolutely. Don't forget.
And don't tweet at the Nate Yard Dog, because I've never had a Twitter in my life and don't plan on it.
I will. I'll tweet at it for fun.
You can tweet at Showtime Schultz, too, if you want to hit up Showtime over here.
Hashtag he doesn't even know about.
which brings me to another point. Speaking of my Twitter, I Trebuchet followed through with what I said I was going to do last episode.
He sure did.
I set up a GoFundMe because I currently want to buy the National Wrestling Alliance Championship. Feel free to donate at GoFundMe/Trebuchet-4- NWA hyphen championship.
Good job.
Be sure to donate, please.
I'm sure that's what that website was meant
quick,
for.
I am, absolutely am.
Quick pause break on the Raw Top 25 countdown currently going on. We have one of my favorite moments of all time at number two.
So good.
CM Punk, everybody.
Number two.
Hi, Colt Cabana.
Real quick rewind. I'm just going to say, if we actually, in some miracle, make this happen for you, Trevor,
First off, the NWA championship shouldn't be that expensive.
Yeah, I set
like a WWE championship. Check it out. Used to be prestigious. It still is.
I set the price at $420,000. That's what I'm willing to offer Billy Corgan.
$1 more.
That's in character.
Yes, it is very in character.
But if Trebuchet pulls this off, you know we are no longer just doing podcasts. He's going to be on Raw.
No, it's the NWA championship. I'm going to bring it to Ring of Honor. That's my goal.
Trebuchet, showtime. Look at me. Have either of you seen that countdown yet? Yes or no?
No.
Don't look.
Oh, I
this countdown?
Yes.
Are you asking me what it's going to be number one?
Yes.
I'm like, I would have been able to tell you.
Number one, is it the beer truck?
It's the beer truck.
The goddamn beer truck.
It's always the beer truck.
What is this countdown for?
The top 25 moments on Raw.
Because it's the 25th anniversary of Monday Night Raw.
Shout out to Vince McMahon for swimming in a shower of beer.
Hold on. Three claps for Vince McMahon's overacting. One, two, three. Nice job.
All right.
So back to the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. Trebuchet.
SmackDown Championship, I am going with Benjamin and Gable, hashtag free the tag team titles. And I said this on a show earlier, I really think that this match is going to get buried, unfortunately, because I feel like it's going to get surrounded by Royal Rumbles, and it's 2 out of 3 falls, and that's just a lot for the humanoids to take.
Oh yeah, that is the one thing I forgot to mention, it is 2 out of 3 falls.
That's why I'm here.
Your sister shows up, she's going to be like, we won, no.
Yep.
Every time.
Shout out to Patty Pooperson.
My pick is also Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin, not just because he shares my name, that's a good name, but not because. I also feel like the Usos might be on the outs due to a certain Uso brother getting a DUI. He might wind up in the Uso penitentiary. Oh.
Hey-o! Well,
if that's not staying in character, I don't know what. I'm just saying.
Don't drink and drive, guys.
Yeah, don't do it. It's not smart.
Take it over.
Or call Nate Yard Dog.
Well, after that beautiful cut-in, yay Usos! Woo! That's who I'm voting for.
A train!
Shelton and Gable.
Cody Goats.
Shelton and Gable as well.
Mojo.
Shelton and Gable.
Okay. That's it.
I did write that all in the right place.
Shelton and Gable from Devon.
I heard.
All right. Are we to the Royal Rumble?
No! Nate Yard Dog still needs to pick.
I'm sorry.
Don't step on Nate Yard Dog's time.
Woof,
woof!
Woof. Get my dog.
Ooh,
such a cute little puppy.
NJD.
I was about to go for the Usos, but the moment you brought up the DUI, we know how Vince McMahon feels about those things.
Not well.
Yeah. No,
it's going to be Benjamin and Gable.
A DUI can ruin a career and a great run. Just ask Rob Van Dam.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, it still hurts.
I'm going to go spin my WWE title now.
Carry on, Nate Dogg.
So, we have taken the Royal Rumble, and oh no, did I rip my sock? Nope, we're good.
False alarm.
But, I was about to say, we are on to the Royal Rumble matches. Now we are doing three separate picks
Hold on a second, Nate. Let's hit pause here, because I think we should do a reading from The Woken Matt Hardy. Are you ready here?
Oh, I've been ready. I was going to do it with my final thought, but I'm going to do it now.
Let's do it now.
Let him do it now.
Let everybody think about their Royal Rumble picks, and then we'll come right back at it.
So I've been tempting for a while. I've been toying with the idea of reading a transcript from Woken Matt Hardy, and here we go.
Brother Goat, I knew you'd come.
Yes. For millennia, my soul has wandered through space and time, but not all who wander are lost. I am well versed in all facets of the multiverse. I have studied at the Library of Alexandria, battled alongside Genghis Khan, danced with Cleopatra, held synopsiums with Plato, and meditated atop the Great Pyramid of Giza. Due to my condition, I have laid dormant inside this vessel called Matt Hardy, but now thanks to the consumer of terrestrial entities, I have been woken.
Woo!
I will become champion of the entire multiverse. Bray Wyatt, you left me with no choice. I sentence you to deletion.
Oh...
I agree, kid. I agree.
Scaring
children. Okay, it's working. I will eat you, and I will delete you. Yeah, ha, 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 has. The Great War has perpetuated for eons across multiple dimensions, transcending space and time. and now it continues on the battlefield, known as WWE. Darkness has descended upon this plane of existence, but my woken wisdom and broken brilliance shall illuminate the masses. Ha 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 ha. The teeth clicks.
It's a chomp at the end is what that is. A solid chomp at the end.
Give it up for Yakov Smirnoff, everybody.
Yeah, well done. We will definitely have more readings from the Woken Matt Hardy.
News, so they actually got the whole, they paid Anthem. It's Anthem, right? That was TNA now? Yeah. For the whole rights to Broken. So they might switch the term to Broken. They already got a promo for King Maxwell. He's gonna bring his kid.
Oh my god. Hashtag excited.
I'm a senior Benjamin Mark.
I cannot believe I am more excited for a Matt Hardy angle than a Jeff Hardy angle. I never thought I'd see the day. Like, Cody Jones, you can testify to this. Like,
you used to make fun of Matt Hardy all the time.
I'm all like, TNA's ridiculous putting Matt Hardy as a main eventer.
To be fair, who didn't make fun of Matt Hardy in the day?
Cody Goads.
Really?
Die-hard Matt Hardy fan.
Stuck by Matt. I'm wearing a Jeff Hardy shirt, but I stuck by Matt Hardy. I've known him.
Down since day one ish.
Ish.
Yes. Exactly. Absolutely.
Okay, so it seems like our bookkeeper
ran away.
Vacated the premises.
I feel like he's on a smoke break. He's on a smoke break right now.
Okay, I can take the reins.
Go ahead and explain how the Royal Rumble points work here.
Royal Rumble point, okay? It could be good to know because I don't know it very well either.
Oh, well, he's coming back too because we have two Royal Rumbles here, everybody.
The men's or the women's.
Yes.
And then we're going to have a surprise bonus point. And is that it? What is this? Oh, shortest entrance also.
And on the back.
Oh, and then women's surprise, women's short, and the bonus point for Carmella Cashin. Yes. Okay.
Yes, because Nate Yard Dog and writing don't always get along, so I needed two pages.
Okay. That's fair. So for those of you that don't know, a Royal Rumble is a 30-man battle royal. You get eliminated while both feet touch the floor. Or get thrown over the top rope, both feet touch the floor. My nephew's touching my WWE championship. It's really cool. You got to start him young. Yeah, absolutely.
wasn't he like Randy Orton's age when he won the title?
Yeah, I don't think so. He's only like, what, 1.5?
Wasn't Randy Orton?
No, I believe he's only Intercontinental Champion when he was 1.5. Fair enough. But he really won it after.
So one quick thing, if I may, real quick. So yes. Nate Yard Dog has an anniversary of sorts today.
Oh, really? What's that? Happy Rusev Day? I don't know.
It is approximately 1 year since I started watching the WWE.
Give it up! Nice job!
It's been approximately 1 year since we started doing these pay-per-view fests combined. Food fest combined with pay-per-views. Parties.
Royal Rumble and Chili Fest was my first WWE pay-per-view back in 2017 ever.
That's awesome.
Actually, I think that's my anniversary, too, because this is officially the second Chili Fest I've been to.
Oh, snap. Yeah. Oh, happy Chili Fest, everybody.
My mom started making chili.
This is my first Chili Fest and my one-month anniversary being on the show, and I'm happy that we've brought it to a once-a-week format.
Big things popping. We got a website. We're on iTunes. We got an RSS feed. We're on the YouTubes. Like, you can follow us on Twitter. Just, if you're on the social medias, fucking go out there and find us.
Bringing it back real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
For the Men's Royal Rumble, this is who we currently have on the card in no particular order.
Okay, we have known people. Hit me up.
All right.
John Cena, Roman Reigns, Finn Balor, Randy Orton, Shinsuke Nakamura, The Miz, Elias Samson, Baron Corbin, Woken Matt Hardy, Bray Wyatt, Aiden English, Rusev, Titus O'Neil, Apollo Crews, Ty Dillinger, Big E, Kofi Kingston, and Xavier Woods.
18. How many? Is that 18?
That's 18.
So it's 12 empty spots. So I think for the surprise entrance, we decided that it has to be someone not currently on the active roster.
Right.
So it can be injured on NXT or not currently known to be signed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, with the
Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley.
Is that your pick?
Yeah,
that's my pick.
That's your pick to win?
No, that's
a surprise.
Surprise. Sorry. Yes.
If that's what we're doing.
My men's surprise pick is also Bobby Lashley.
Okay, I'm just gonna write BL.
Okay. I'm going with, like, my third first pick. My favorite Guardian of the Galaxy, Blue T-Star. Yes, that is my surprise entrant because he wins Royal Rumble sometimes. I'm just saying.
He does win Royal Rumble. He sometimes walks alone inside the pits of danger.
Cody Goads, who's your surprise?
Bobby Lashley. The safe pick.
I am not going with the safe pick here.
A-Train?
Bobby Lashley. For lack of a...
Do you even know who Bobby Lashley is? Like, oh my gosh. Like, it's cool.
No, I do not.
I was going to say for lack of a historical background.
No, that's fine. I was just wondering.
When I came up with this idea last night, I thought I was hot shit. And now everybody here is...
Bruiser?
I was going to say EC3, but TakeOver, he showed up, so...
Everyone's saying Bobby Lashley, but my heart is with Trebuchet on this one.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Devin!
Well, I think Rockstar's supposed to.
Surprise entrant into the Royal Rumble.
The Undertaker is a really good pick.
That's a fair pick.
Drive his amigo down the
Rockstar Spud.
Well, still get there faster.
Rockstar Spud's not a bad pick.
Rockstar Spud would be good.
I love Rockstar Spud. Very underrated guy.
Ooh, this is a tough one because I really don't know anybody.
Are we going to shortest time in the
match? Well, hey, Nate Yardog needs to make his fish cross guard.
I apologize.
What is he? Oh, you're pulling a trebuchet over here? That's fair. That's what I'm just rubbing off on you, Showtime. Just interrupting people.
Please don't do that.
Is Big Boss currently on the active roster?
I'll be Dunzo Amore.
Hey, that would actually know. Is Big Cass currently on the active roster?
He's injured.
Okay.
He's quite injured, too.
Yes.
Like, he's not supposed to be back for a while.
Yeah.
He
tore his ACL a few months ago and is going to be out for a while.
Yes.
You know what? I know he's fighting on the pre-show, but we're going to go for the glorious one, Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode's a good pick. He can't
be a surprise entrant.
He's on the main roster.
He's currently active on the main roster.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, he can't.
Fine. You guys are bright.
I was going to say, I missed something, because that's a pick.
He's like, Let me do more thinking.
Give me one hot sec. Is Triple H considered a member
Triple
of the Actors?
Triple H could be a surprise entrant.
I'm okay.
He's not on the active roster.
I will have that.
Because once again, it's one of those. Yes, he works for the company.
Yeah,
but
he's not actively wrestling.
So who do we pick as our winners then?
Are we looking at me first?
Yeah, your first pick.
My first pick. Oh, man. I said it. I'm going with it. I said it like at least a month ago, but I feel like I said it like 3 pay-per-views ago. Baron Corbin, your next WWE champion. It's your time. Wear a cool wolf shirt to the fucking ring, please. Excuse my language. It's the Royal Rumble. I get excited.
Showtime.
All right. I'm thinking of a number. Odd or even?
Even.
My pick for the Royal Rumble... Strong Style has arrived. Shinsuke Nakamura. My other pick was going to be Dolph Ziggler. I was torn.
Taking a laugh.
I took mine. I was gonna be like, I don't know.
Would Dolph Ziggler have counted towards the guy actively on the roster right now?
Hear an argument for either way. We would have had to have discussed that.
Yeah. I
heard Roman Reigns. Did you pick Roman Reigns?
I did.
Okay, that's fair. He's my second first pick.
A-Train.
And then Batista.
Come back to me, because Brooke's got me thinking now.
Can you list who's all in it again that we know confirmed?
John Cena, Roman Reigns, Finn Balor, Randy Orton, Shinsuke Nakamura, The Miz, Elias Sampson, Baron Corbin, Woken Matt Hardy, Bray Wyatt, Aiden English, Rusev, Titus O'Neil, Apollo Crews, Ty Dillinger, Big E, Kofi Kingston, and Xavier Woods. If that wasn't fast enough for you, I can do it faster.
Well, he's thinking.
I want to pick Matt Hardy, but I know I shouldn't. Let's just put it that way right now.
Awoken Matt Hardy.
I feel like I'm going to end up rooting for whoever I have in the pool besides this anyway.
Cody Goads, if you pick him, you can just delete it. It doesn't even matter.
Okay. Let's do it. I'll just delete.
I'm just doing arm things.
Mojo!
Going back to my pick for the WWE title, I think AJ Styles is going to win because Shinsuke is going to win.
Oh, really?
And it's going to be a dream match at WrestleMania.
See, I really don't think they're going to push Shinsuke.
He picks Shinsuke as well?
They need to do
You and I are the same wavelength.
They need to do something with Shinsuke because his... It's been very underwhelming.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't see them pushing him based on his run.
Put Shinsuke the down for Shinsuke.
Not only do I think Shinsuke will win, Shinsuke has a good chance of breaking the elimination record. Just throw out team shots is like crazy.
I don't see this happening.
But I think Roman Reigns.
Roman's a way better pick to do that.
He's going to break the record for...
Doesn't he hold the record? He holds it right now.
He's got it at 12, right?
But Kane has the overall record for...
41 eliminations.
Oh, total, like overall. So, yeah.
But Roman's going to break that. But Shinsuke, like I said, they need to do more of him because he is an amazing... talent.
Devin!
T-minus 2 hours, Little Rumble.
Royal Rumble pick. First pick.
Bobby Roode.
Glorious one.
I didn't hear him on the team.
Just because he's not on the list.
I knew we had empty spaces, but I thought we were restricting ourselves to the
That changes the game. You can pick your surprise entry here too if you want. It's not a safe pick, but you can do it.
Put me down for Roode. Then you know I cannot go against
Bobby Roode. A-train with Bobby Roode.
I cannot go against the glorious.
I gotta pick him once tonight. I'm wearing his shirt. The glorious one.
Bobby Roode, a room favorite. For the Royal Rumble.
Interesting. I still
he is the room favorite, actually.
I'm the Matt Hardy pick.
I think that Roman Reigns is a good pick here because we are in Philly. They love to boo people, and they will boo
Roman
him hard.
Roman Reigns is going to get pissed on tonight.
Like absolutely. They're going to hate him. Minute they hear his music.
Ready for everyone's favorite pick, though?
Philly is going to be doing their best R. Kelly impression. Now I'm ready for the
pick. Oh!
Ayo!
That's right.
Shortest entrant. Who's running in and getting
John
knocked?
Cena. John Cena.
Really?
Unless the Undertaker has a bike.
Who's eliminating John Cena?
Not necessarily for the pick. Just interesting question.
Yeah.
I don't have anyone particular
Pinned
down.
That's
on
fine.
It.
That's
I'm
fine.
Just saying John Cena.
Okay, Ronda Rousey's gonna throw him out in my book.
That would have been
hell of a swerve. So, Ronda the men's rumble.
That'd be awesome.
So who's gonna last the shortest amount of time?
Xavier Woods.
That's fair. Trebuchet's going with Heath Slater. He's got kids, but that's not gonna affect his ability to win a Royal Rumble at all.
My guess is...
I will put one stipulation on this. They must actually enter the Royal Rumble for this pick to count.
Yeah, no,
that's
reasonable.
If they don't make it to the match, then they're
in
it. That's reasonable.
Because then technically they were in it for 0 minutes and 0 seconds,
Or they could be like Curtis Axel and be 3 years
that's
counting
yeah,
in
still
the
in
Royal
it.
Rumble.
He's still in it.
My pick is Dillinger. I think he's going to last 10 seconds.
Yeah, I am really down on Ty Dillinger.
Not only are you down on Ty Dillinger, I think the company's down on Ty Dillinger.
I don't know what it is, but he just... They liked the 10 thing, and then after that, they're like, what
else
you got?
I think part of it is that the fans liked the 10 thing, and I think the company hated they liked the 10 thing. They were running away with the 10 thing, and I think it was messing
with the officials.
WWE's like, forget it.
It's not worth the amount of difficulty.
The same reason they don't give them time for the fans to go one fall anymore.
I hate that they stopped doing that.
Vince doesn't like you to have fun with things Vince doesn't want you to have fun with.
That's
Devin.
That's the old guy in him.
Who's going to last the shortest amount of time?
I'm going to say The Miz.
Oh, come on. Oh, yes! That is not awesome at all.
Good job.
Mojo.
I think Aiden English will start singing. He'll get in the ring and he'll get knocked out.
That's a good pick.
That is a good pick. Quality pick, I think.
So, one question before I make my pick.
Yes.
Always.
Is Enzo Amore on the active roster?
Enzo Amore is done Enzo Amore.
Enzo is Dunzo Amore.
Okay. Okay.
Sexual assault.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know about that world. We're going to pretend.
No. Nate Dogg, check out our last episode of Undisputed Podcast. We go into the whole skinny of it.
The episode we recorded yesterday, we talk a lot about Enzo. So please listen to that. Nate Dogg, please listen to that. Everybody at home,
please listen to that if you haven't already. I will say I've
really enjoyed this show. I think yesterday's episode was, I'm incredibly proud of it. I think it's the best episode we've had.
Oh, there you go. I'll stand by that.
All
right. Ooh, then who do I want for my
show? But this episode isn't over yet, everybody.
I don't know. I remember the one where Patty got drunk on the floor.
I wasn't here for that.
I was. That was pretty good.
That was, that was like 2 years ago. We had a power hour with beer. It didn't go well.
Yeah. I remember the one where we started with Cody Goads already drunk. That was a fun one.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. It was last Day weekend. Yeah.
If this podcast ever wants to do a power hour with four locos, count your boy Showtime.
I have done that.
Oh, boy.
I didn't make it the whole way through, but I've done that before.
That sounds like a WrestleMania type of deal right there.
Can we play that?
We can. We may have a four loco party at WrestleMania.
Yeah, do you guys know any doctors?
These guys know, like, basic medical stuff because they were Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Basic medical stuff. If they were a tag team in WWE, they would be the Boy Scouts. Like, I swear to God, you guys would come out in the gear.
No,
with,
the Eagle,
like,
Scouts.
There we go.
Yes. Oh, but excuse me.
The
excuse
Eagles.
If it's the WWE, so they'd be the Winged Eagle Scouts, but regardless.
You know what? Just because I feel like being that guy, my shortest entrant is going to be Daniel Bryan.
The douchebag himself.
Daniel Bryan returning and getting thrown out quick?
Yes.
Nate Dogg, you're a madman.
He was no... That's funny. He was nobody's surprise pick in the Rumble, was he?
If the Lashley story hadn't broke last night, I was going to go with Daniel Bryan.
Okay, that's
He was my second pick.
Well, technically, now, Daniel Bryan is a...
Well, it's like how I pick Triple H.
I feel like he's not an active
he would
competitor.
Be like,
it's an executive.
Injury, as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, Shane McMahon, though, like that one I'd be a little weary about because he wrestles often enough that it's...
Okay.
Whereas Triple H, it's still like maybe a once, twice a year thing.
Sure. I would consider neither of them to be on the active roster. We work for the company, but not.
Well, no, like I said, Shane McMahon I might almost consider on the active
roster. No, I wouldn't consider that either. He does wrestle more than the other two, but still, he's not a wrestler. He's a he's a gym. So, Women's Rumble.
Women's Rumble. Here are the 18 that are currently confirmed.
Okay. Lay it on me.
Asuka, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, Sasha Banks, Nia Jax, Bayley, Naomi, Natalya, Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, Mickey James, Tamina Snuka, Lana, Carmella, Becky Lynch, Dana Brooke, and Alicia Fox.
Becky.
What are you asking first?
Nice. Be a moment of reverence.
I'm asking who is the winner.
I'm saying the Bruiser's going with Becky over here. Oh, baby, Sasha's
on TV. I'm gonna go with this person called Sasha Banks. I don't know if you heard.
You're Alexa. Did I say Sasha?
You did.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
You did, and you should be ashamed.
I'm gonna wash my mouth out.
Trebuchet.
I'm gonna watch. Well, oh, I'm sorry.
Who's your winner?
I just called Alexa Sasha. I need to, like, take
a moment.
Okay. A-Train!
Flair.
No, we can't. She's champion.
No, he can pick. It. He can pick. Like, that's a.
Damn it, but now I'm picking Flair.
It seems like a bet.
You
A-Train.
No, Becky.
In the Royal Rumble.
Sure. That is true. He can pick Charlotte. Like, it's a legitimate pick. It's a bad pick.
It's a bad pick as far as I'm concerned. Because
Asuka. Nobody's ready for Asuka.
Damn, Asuka's undefeated.
Ready for Asuka. I'm curious to hear
but
your
Becky
thoughts on this.
Becky was my first
show.
Girl. Yeah.
come back.
Devin!
Okay, so. Yeah. Women's Devin. Royal Rumble winner.
Asuka.
Showtime Schultz!
I'm going to go with Rousey. Ronda Rousey.
She's
winning the Rumble. I would just like to say she's not gonna win, but I hope everybody appreciates how much of a badass Sonya Deville is.
Yes.
Those strikes.
Yeah.
God. She's not winning tonight. That girl is going somewhere.
All right. We're back to me. Mm-hmm. I'm going with the safe pick on this one, Asuka, because she's undefeated, and I just don't... Until she's beaten, I'm not picking against her.
I didn't know who I was going to pick until I heard my buddy Showtime Schultz say Ronda Rousey. Why not?
I got you, Nate Dogg.
So I'm curious to see Trebuchet's rebuttal on Flair.
I'm trying to compete with New Japan over here.
She's currently the champion, therefore she doesn't have to fight in the Rumble.
She can't be in the Rumble if she's champion. You could pick her. Maybe Carmella cashes in Money in the Bank before Charlotte winds up in the Rumble.
It's very low chance. It's like 0.1% chance.
That would be a swerve.
Is there a defending?
Well,
she's not defending tonight as far as
there's no title defense.
Based on how the chips fall, I may delete that and revert back to Flair if that's how
you're
going to
straight
fall.
Up Matt Hardy.
You are welcome to pick Flair if that's your if that do it now. But yeah, you are welcome to do so.
Well, Flair is who you currently got down.
That would be your surprise.
And we think that the Women's Royal Rumble is going to open up the show. So
pick you a track, A-Train.
Which city are you going to?
Yeah. Suplex City.
Oh, nice.
Come see me on Wednesday at Funniest Person in GI. I promise all my jokes are going to be this good.
Room real loud.
Woman's surprise pick.
Ronda Rousey for mine.
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey.
Yeah,
surprise,
Ronda Rousey.
Like,
entrant?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going Gail Kim.
Da-da-da-da.
I love Gail Kim. I love Gail Kim.
Mojo.
Trish.
Trish the Dish.
Trish is a pretty safe pick for a surprise entrant, I feel.
Devin, surprise woman entrant.
No, it's not going to be the Miz's wife.
I'm going to go with Karma.
Yeah, she's
Karma. Karma's a good pick.
I like that. It's not going to be
Karma is a
Maria.
Good
yes.
Bobby Lashley.
Entrant.
Karma. That was good. Good job, guys.
And Karma. Your shortest participant in the Women's Royal Rumble.
Ooh. Ooh.
Who's getting knocked the bleep out?
Can you read who's in it again?
Hugger.
I always want to know for this part. More than the
crazy black chick.
Alicia Fox?
Alicia Fox. She's going to be the
crazy
black chick. Okay. It's okay.
That is not PC right there, let me tell you.
No, but we understand.
A-Train, did I hear a pick from you?
Bailey.
I don't know.
Can I hear these again?
Hey, yep. I was we lost some Bailey.
Asuka, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, Sasha Banks, Nia Jax, Bailey, Naomi, Natalya, Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, Mickie James, Tamina Snuka, Lana, Carmella, Becky Lynch, Dana Brooks, Alicia Fox. Go, A-Train.
Lana.
My picks are based off.
What? For the pay-per-view on my birthday. I'm not ready for that.
Intermission by Cody Jones.
Cody Jones is taking a lap. Picking Lana over there, he deserved that.
I want everyone to know my picks are based off how
birthday takes shots. It's like all kinds of shit.
I would like to compare this podcast to the Royal Rumble itself as like a lot of shit's going down at the same time.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's pure chaos. It's what we thrive
this
on.
This is what here. Happens when we get 10 wrestling fans in a room.
It's louder than I expected.
Is it though?
And, is it?
So who's yet to pick?
Me, I think.
You. Wait, you.
You doesn't do anything for this game.
Oh no, never mind. Please you're good. Pass. You're good.
I am picking Natalya out of spite because I really do not like Natalya.
I don't like cats.
Leave cats out of this.
Cats are terrible animals.
See, now Trebuchet's doing that thing where he's got me thinking again. I'm gonna go with Tamina.
That's fair. I feel like her and Nia Jax are gonna hook up in this, and Nia could eliminate her really quick.
Right.
I think Lana's going out in record time.
Oh come on now! No,
Chad, you know.
No, I got a question. Is that just a spite pick because I keep saying that Lana's gonna be more popular than Rusev in the long run?
It's not a spite pick, but I wouldn't be. I would not be lying if I said it was frosting on the game.
Okay. That's fair. I appreciate that.
For
pick
the record,
more.
I actually do agree Lana will be more popular than Rusev
Thank
in
you.
The long run.
Hashtag really? We want Lana.
That being said,
hashtag happy Rusev Day.
Devin!
Shortest entrant in the Rumble.
Foxy. Alicia Fox.
Did we ask you who you thought was going to win? We did.
Yes.
Asuka, sorry.
And Nate Yarddog has got to go for the crazy one too, Foxy.
That's fair.
Okay. Crazy like a fox.
And then, last one of the night, is Carmella cashing in?
No.
Because he's going to do it on the Mixed Match Tournament. You've heard it here first.
So I'd still say that is the boldest thing I've ever heard you say.
I'm sticking with it.
You got me on board. I say no because I'm
on the TV.
I got a no. Mojo? Cash in?
Carmella cash in tonight?
No.
A-Train?
No.
Devin, is Carmella cashing
in? Are you saying no, she's not cashing in, and you're picking Charlotte to win?
No, I'm conducting the Royal Rumble in my head. Oh.
You got it, thank you.
Hey, Devin.
What?
Is Carmella cashing in?
I'm going to say no.
So is everyone else.
Oh. Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Nate Dogg, you're just a contrarian.
What do you think? Yes, and right. I like doing arm things.
All right. Just watch the thing behind you there, Nate.
Put D down for yes. Because you don't have a column for a rover yet.
Trebuchet, distinctly referring to that file.
Well, he already spilled a coffee, so I'm just watching Nate. Okay. I'm watching Nate Yardog's wingspan here. That's what I'm doing now. Here. I believe we are two final thoughts here. We have everybody's picks in, and we'll get...
Yep.
Unless we have everyone's picks. Do you want a lightning round the picks? Go for it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, D. Ambrose, we got Brock, Braun, and Kane.
What? Brock, Braun, and Kane for the Universal Championship.
Yeah, the triple threat match for the Universal title.
Brock.
AJ Styles. Sorry.
You didn't know I was going to
like. Brock, Braun, or Kane?
AJ Styles is fighting Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn in a handicap match.
Oh, my God.
Good pick.
AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens for handicap D. Ambrose.
Kevin Owens.
Cammy, she's going Cammy.
Yep. Little Dio.
Yeah.
AJ Styles or Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn?
What do you think?
AJ Styles.
That's a phenomenal pick right there.
For the Raw Tag Team Championship, The Bar versus Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan.
Seth Rollins.
D's going Shield? Question mark.
Yep.
Well, she better be going Shield? Question mark.
Little Dio.
Thing.
The Shield question mark?
Yes.
Question mark!
Are we just copy and pasting Nate's picks?
The Usos versus Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin.
Usos.
Oh.
Okay.
Lil Dio.
Usos.
For the Men's Royal Rumble, who's going to win it?
Oh, God. I don't know who's all in.
We don't know
pretty much everybody.
It was like 18 people. If you say someone we know is not in it for sure, we'll tell you.
Yes.
Let's do it that way.
Who's that one?
That's Seth
Rollins. Roman
Reigns?
Yeah,
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
That's a good pick.
Will Dia, who's going to win the Royal Rumble?
For men. Pick a male wrestler to win the Royal Rumble. Let me give you a hint. Pick a male wrestler. You know one.
I know who you're
talking about. Pat, least resistance.
I'm going to sleep in my own bed. I'm not your own.
And a marriage is safe.
So, surprise entrant for the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, so someone that's not currently on the roster.
Like The Rock or like John Cena. Well, John Cena's
John
gonna be
Cena's definitely.
Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose would count, yeah. Yeah, go with that. That's good. It's her name, yeah.
Lil Dio, who's going to show up in the Royal Rumble that no one expects to?
You can say a lot of people.
I don't know. Who'd Alex pick? The Rock.
Yeah.
No, that's not who you picked. You picked Bobby Lashley.
I went with everybody else's pick.
Everyone's picking Bobby Lashley.
The Rock is a...
Short Bobby Lashley.
She's going Bobby Lashley.
I like that more people have picked Bobby Lashley in this room than people who know who Bobby Lashley is.
Yeah!
Y'all a bunch of cheese.
Who's going to last the least amount of time in the Royal Rumble?
James Ellsworth.
Oh, that was sort of my surprise pick. Damn it. That's a good one.
It's not a bad pick.
Yeah, really.
Shortest, the poor person to go out the quickest.
Yeah, I know.
I picked John Cena if I'm crazy.
That's
not the worst thing I've ever heard, actually.
I don't know.
You got guys like Xavier Woods, Aiden English,
Xavier Woods, how's that?
Yeah.
Little Dia, who's getting eliminated the fastest?
She's like,
say Bobby Roode.
Yeah.
Don't.
Winning, but also getting eliminated the fastest.
That's really, it's, I actually thought about
it. You what? I'm sorry, could you say that last part again louder?
She picked Xavier Woods. Or he, my apologies.
You, Nate, you.
Oh, who did I pick? Let me see if I can figure out my shorthand real quick.
Oh boy, we're gonna have fun scoring this. R.I.P. Chris Garrett.
I put something down, DB.
Daniel Bryan,
that's who I picked.
The douchebag himself.
Winner of the Women's Royal Rumble, Dee Ambrose.
Asuka.
Hey!
Maybe, yeah.
She's very vulnerable now. Very vulnerable.
Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch is a good pick.
Good pick.
Chris Jericho, by the way, is my like 7th first pick. Just want everybody to know.
Oh, okay.
He was on Raw 25. That was one of my favorite parts.
That was maybe the best part of the show, actually.
Yes, that's what he said.
I liked the DX stuff initially, and
now that I know how the setup for the Royal Rumble is, I would have picked Lynch, but now that I know the setup, do not copy mine.
Yeah, don't
Why
copy.
Why are there so many? This isn't...
Because there's 30 people in the Royal Rumble.
This isn't us. It's not
I don't want to go with something that everybody else picks. Lana. It's the best choice.
She just said she doesn't want to pick one that has already been picked.
Lana has not been picked.
Well, she hasn't. I picked Lana's shortest pick.
Winner.
Oh, pick Lana. No one picked that. No one's gonna pick that.
I'll want to pick that. She's like my 7th first pick.
Is it just a spite pick?
We got ourselves a Naomi pick.
A little bit.
I love you, man.
Dee Ambrose, woman's surprise entrant. Yeah, we're almost there. We're almost there, I promise.
What, we got 3 things left?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Charlotte.
Charlotte's
a good surprise pick.
Well, she's on the active roster.
Active roster, right?
Oh,
she's champion, though, so I'll allow it. She shouldn't.
Are you the current chairman? Are you the current belt holder?
Who is the current belt holder? He's not here, so I'm filling in for him.
He's got a belt around his...
Yeah,
his
belt.
That's fair.
A belt works.
He is holding the World Heavyweight Championship here.
I'll allow it.
She's going out the fast.
Lil Dio.
Yeah,
surprise entrant. Majority of us picked Ronda Rousey, by the way.
Sure.
If you know who that is.
All right. Quickest elimination.
Do you know who Ronda Rousey is?
Probably if I saw her.
She's a UFC fighter. Can I get the address to your rock you're living under?
Shortest entrant in the Women's Royal Rumble.
I'm gonna Bailey.
Oh, that's competitive.
That's a good
idea.
I'm gonna go with Bailey too.
I like her.
And then Money in the Bank cash in. Is it happening tonight?
Yes.
Yes.
Made it to final thoughts. Oh, here we are.
All right.
Good job, folks. Here we are.
That was a marathon run.
Coffee?
This is water, but I can make coffee.
Yeah, now I'm actually kind of glad that we're not like that
coffee?
We decided not to do the pre-show.
I don't drink coffee, but coffee before the Royal Rumble seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
Right.
Why do you think I brought 3 monsters?
Okay, guys. So let's go into final thoughts. I'm going to start with Lil Dia.
You have any thoughts?
Do you want a sip?
Hiya.
I'm tired. Okay, right, we'll take that.
It's gonna be a long. It was gonna be a long night if you ever
tired.
And it's
glorious.
That is A-Train's final thought, everybody.
It's okay if we kick him out.
Cool. I'm going last.
Whoa.
Hey, Devin, do you have any final thoughts,
comments, questions, concerns?
Energy. Where's the damn beer?
Oh, okay. That's
over there. That is a good final thought and a good question.
Yeah. Nate Yardog's final thought. Arm things, indeed.
He's fandangoing, which is
interesting. Well, no, I'm Kalisto-ing.
Oh, you're luching.
I'm like, Chuck.
I think of when I see
Luke.
This,
because
I think of the guy from Six Flags.
Oh, the old guy, yeah. That's fair.
Further proof that cocaine has no age limit.
Mojo.
Pam, quit been eating all the cocaine.
I think that
must be a misstep.
They gotta pull out all the stops tonight because a lot of right people were disappointed. So I think it's gonna be an amazing show with a lot of surprises tonight.
That's boom. Good. Bruiser, final thoughts?
Yay, Rumble!
Woo!
Royal Rumble!
Oh, also, I'm surprised no one picked Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, I'm going to take the lap while Cody goes.
He was.
My final thought is, it's Road to WrestleMania, so we're raising our very expensive sign.
We are hanging a our Wrestlemania sign.
For those of you that also do not know how we do things around here,
during the road to WrestleMania, we hang ourselves a WrestleMania sign, and every time we say WrestleMania, we point at the WrestleMania sign. I like doing arm things WrestleMania.
He's doing a lot of arm things.
It's getting intense. Showtime.
The road to WrestleMania begins tonight, guys.
You got a point!
I can't see it!
That's fair.
You can't see anything!
That's not wrong! The road to WrestleMania begins tonight, people. It's the best few months to be a wrestling fan are upon us. Keep tuning in here at the Undisputed Podcast. Myself, Trebuchet, Goat, and all these other fine people here will be here to talk you through it.
Mm-hmm. Fine people and Nate Yard Dog.
Oops, sorry, Devin. I wasn't gonna say it, but
we got people and dogs alike. Woof,
that's woof, right. Woof. So get hype.
I'm also half chicken.
And if you wanna have a dangerous time tonight, every time they explain that both feet must hit the floor, take a shot.
There you go.
I'm not responsible for your medical bills.
People will die.
And if you need a DD, call me.
Right.
Trebuchet.
All right, my final thoughts are...
nobody cares.
I was going to say, I really appreciate everybody showing up to this party here.
Okay, I love
and,
you too.
Yeah. Appreciate it. The Undisputed Championship is on the line here. The person who wins this sucker is going to be our general manager until Elimination Chamber, which is February 25th. I want to wish
29th birthday.
I want to wish everybody a happy Royal Rumble Sunday. Happy Rusev Day. Follow us at UndisputedPodcast.com, at Trebuchet LOL, at Goad, at Showtime Schultz. I am the one, the only Trebuchet.
And feel free to tweet at Nate Yard Dog, even though it doesn't exist.
Everyone create a hashtag that Nate Yard Dog will not know about.
Trebuchet out.